This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of The Golf Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. We're coming to you this morning from, I guess we can call it historic, Hannistown Golf Club, just outside Greensburg. This is, as I was telling Gus a little while ago, this is 10 minutes from my house. I've played a bunch of golf here over the years. It's a great place. It always has been known for the quality of its greens, and I think that still holds. And we're going to talk more about Hannistown as we go throughout the show. This has been a big year for them, and we'll touch on that with Craig Mankins, the pro. We're going to start a little differently than maybe we normally do by going to the PGA earnings report, which is brought to you by Duncan Financial Group, making it all work together. So the financial group is the guys you expect it would be. Brooks Koepka has played in 15 events. He's won $7.2 million, and he has two wins. Rory McIlroy has played in 14 events, won $6.9 million, and has two wins. And Matt Kuchar, the walking, talking ATM machine, has $6.1 million in 17 events, and he has two wins. But the guy I want to focus on, and that was our official PGA earnings report brought to you by Duncan Financial Group, making it all work together. I want to talk to you a little bit about, and I don't know if you saw this story, I want to talk to you about a guy named Zach Sucher. He's won $689,325, and $633,000 of that came last week at the Travelers Championship, where he finished in a tie for second with Keegan Bradley. So you're saying, okay, what's with this guy? Well, he is a prime example of what golf fans, whether they're casual golf fans or the real rabid golf fans, that fly below the radar. And mostly that's because they haven't played well enough to win the kind of money that these big guys do. So, Zach hasn't won since 2009 at any level. He made the putt to finish second. And that took him from, if I remember correctly, from 600 and something on the official world golf rankings to 126th. So that's what happens when you make that kind of money. You shuffle up and down. But that's not the story. This kid was in such bad financial shape. And that goes against everything you think about with the PGA Tour. You say PGA Tour and you think big money. Well, he was in such bad place, and he hasn't been married all that long, but he and his wife were struggling. They were starting to not have money to pay the bills. So what they decided to do was take out two interest-free credit cards. And if necessary, they would max them out to live on. When they maxed them out, then they were going to let them sit, and they'd have 12 months to pay them off. And he said, hopefully in 12 months, we'd be in a position where we could pay them off. He said, but there's the other side. And he said, we don't want to think about that, but they could have been in a position where they couldn't pay him off. And then that'd have been even worse for them. So this $633 or $633,000 that he won, now he's going to pay off the credit cards, whatever bills he has, and he's, and I suppose he's he has that same expression on his face where he just can't wrap his head around how 1 week of golf can change his life forever. Now, we all have our issues. We all have our problems. It's not easy for any of us unless you got a big bank account. So we have to be careful what we do and how we do things and not do things that we shouldn't do. I'm guessing Zach Sucher earned learned a very big lesson over these last several months. And I'm guessing he's not going to be going out buying cars and, you know, putting money down on a new house. I'll bet he's going to be very careful now, and he's going to mature in a big hurry. That story struck me when I first read it, and it still strikes with me because, no, you know, Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, the guys I just read, Koepka, McIlroy, and Kuchar, they don't worry about stuff like that. They go, you know, they get in their Bentley and go to dinner. But this is real life, you know? And there's a lot of guys out there who are in real life. They're not in the fantasy part of this. That's not for many. That's for the few who are at the top of the game. But I don't know why this stuck with me. It's a cool story, but it's kind of a slap in the face, a kind of a reality to know that maybe you're not the only one in the world who has issues. And here I just found this. He rose to 126th in the FedEx Cup. He's 147th in the official world golf rankings. 9 weeks ago, he was 2,045th in the world golf rankings. So he's jumped up 1,800 spots. And wonderful for him. I'm tickled to death, and I hope he goes and has a nice season. But, you know, he could very well be one of those who this was his week, and he got it going. Unfortunately, he couldn't finish and win the thing, which would have been even better because he'd have got 1.2 or something. This is good because, you know, I watched the interview online, and you can see in his face there was big relief. And it's got to be tough playing golf that way. You know, you can't blow any shots because that every shot you blow is money. He said, I can't even wrap my head about it, to be honest. 2 months ago, we were talking about taking out extra loans on our house. Anyway, I just thought that story was interesting. It really rang in my head, and people would say, some of my friends would say, well, there's lots of room in there for things to ring, but we're not going to get into that. What else is happening? Well, for the first time in 275 years, Muirfield Golf Club, not the one in Dublin, Ohio, but the one in Scotland, they have formally invited a dozen women to join their club. All men's club for all these years. Now, and of course the reason is funny, because when we went through that stage where there were a lot of protests about these clubs that had no women members, Muirfield stood fast. Now, we're not going to do that. We control our membership. Outside people don't. Kind of sounds like the Masters. But the Masters relented, and they started dividing, including women members. So, excuse me. So in 2016, the Royal and Ancient removed Muirfield from the open rotation because of those exclusionary practices. So they couldn't get a British Open. Now, that's a very big deal over there for that, you know, that club. 275 years old. and they're not getting it open. And of course, they spin it. Who was this guy? Alistair Campbell, the captain of the Honorable Company of Edinburgh Golfers. And you could almost hear him talking. He said, "This marks a milestone in the club's illustrious history, and we look forward to welcoming all of our new members to share in the great values and traditions of our club. We are proud of our rich history, but we're equally excited for its future and the part of all of our new members will play in the club's cherished traditions." What he's saying is, they held a gun to our head. We had no choice. We want the British Open here. And so they'll get back in now, and everybody be happy for a little bit. This week is the U.S. Senior Open out at Notre Dame at the course out there. And I wish I could have found out the answer to this question, but I don't know why that course was chosen. That's not one of the great courses in our country. The seniors play a lot of really good courses, but they're playing this one. It's pretty mundane. You watch it on TV, there's nothing that jumps out at you, but they're there. And Steve Stricker is leading the barrage that is blowing that place up. He's put together two rounds of 62 and 64. His 14-under par 126 is a career low by four shots, and it sets a new 36-hole scoring record in U.S. Open history. But there are a lot of low scores. But the guy that I am tickled about and with is Tom Watson. He's 69 years old. And you may remember, wow, could that actually have been 2009? I think it was. Or 2008 or 2009. He was in, if he'd have made one putt, he would have won the British Open at 59. Which would have been remarkable. One of the big upsets of all time. So, 69-year-old Tom Watson this week has bettered his age 2 days in a row. He shot 69 the first day, shot 68 yesterday. Made four birdies coming in a row. And now he's tied for 16th. 69-year-old guy. And this is the 10th time that he has bettered his age. You just think about that for a little bit. That's a remarkable thing to do. And it's great for him. He's been on this show a couple times. And I saw him when he was at Fox Chapel for one of those senior PGA events. And I mentioned to him that he had been on the show, and he remembered. Well, at least he said he did. He was very cordial. He was one of the Bulldogs out there when he played on the PGA Tour, and pretty cool guy. There are a lot of good guys in golf, aren't there? As one of my buddies walks by. Anyway, the other thing, and we will talk about the Senior Open a little later with one of the guys who played first two rounds and didn't make the cut. But I also wanted to mention that Rachel Rohanna from Waynesburg, she is playing in the Prasco Charity Championship in Cincinnati on the Symetra Tour. And she's in a tie for fifth after shooting a first round of 69 there yesterday. She needs a good event to get her started. She really hasn't gotten off to much of a start, and here we are in July. So that would be really good for her. We have a couple big local events this coming week. The West Pan Amateur will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And Terry Teasdale is going to come on with us, the executive director of the West Pan Golf Association. We're going to talk about that. And we also have the return of the Pittsburgh Open, which was here a long time ago and then turned into the Frank Fuhr Invitational. 96 local players will tee it up on Monday at Sewickley Heights Golf Club. And they're they're getting a chance to play, and this is a result of when Frank's tournament started to evolve into this national thing that it's gotten to be. He started inviting more mini tour players, players from around the country. And also, which has been controversial, but you know, Frank knows about controversy. If a player qualified for a national tournament, like, I don't know, the National Club Pro Championship, and one of our guys qualified for that, if they went and played in that, then they were banned for participating in Frank's tournament. So, by the last couple years, by the time they rolled around, there were virtually no local players in this event. It's become a national event. And, you know, these guys made their decision. They knew what Frank's rules were, for better or worse. That they knew, he said from the start, what the way it's going to be. So I think he finally, I think he may have started to feel bad a little bit. So he sponsored this other event. And 2 days, I think first prize, and I should have written that down. I think it's $10,000 to the winner. And that's a big deal for a local club pro. So that's next week. So we'll have plenty to talk about. And we're going to do that after our first break of the day. And we'll get a 2020 sports update during that break. And when you come back, like I said, we'll talk to Terry Teasdale and you know, throw some numbers at you and some knowledge at you. Tells you how big the West Penn Amateur is. All right, you're listening to The Golf Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.